Franklin Food Court in downtown Juneau is the kind of spot that normally draws tourists and locals in. You can sit outside and look up at a view of the mountain peeking through tall buildings while ordering something distinctly from Alaska, salmon ice cream or halibut tacos. Today, seats in the outdoor food court are mostly empty. David McCaslin is the owner of Deckhand Dave's Fish Tacos. He says there were many unknowns leading up to the season.
Ooh, coming March time, I was like, oh, well, we're gonna see how this goes.
But so far, McCaslin says his business is holding up all right. He opened up a little later than normal, and he was able to receive a loan from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, which is helping him ride out the summer. McCaslin emphatically states he's one of the fortunate businesses. He feels empathy for his downtown neighbors who don't have the outdoor space to spread out and make guests feel more secure. McCaslin says he's approaching the future with a mixture of hope and caution.
It seems like this is going to continue on going for a little bit longer, and who knows what next summer will bring.
According to an economic report commissioned by Southeast Conference, 17% of Juneau businesses said they were at risk of closing over the next 12 months. That sounds bad, but across the region, that number is higher, 23%.
I tell people that, you know, this report is really heavy, it's really hard, it's really depressing.
That's Melani Shivens from Raincoast Data. She helped put the economic report together with surveys from 460 businesses across the region. She says places like Petersburg were more insulated from the economic downfall since the community isn't as dependent on cruise ship tourism. Haines and Skagway, on the other hand, have been feeling that revenue loss the most.
You have COVID and you take those cruise ships away, and the elements that the economy has been built on are destabilized.
As of June, fewer businesses in Southeast Alaska reported receiving federal COVID relief funds compared to distributions across the state. Shivens isn't sure why that is, but she thinks the $52 million of funding businesses did receive was extremely helpful. Still, Shivens says this report didn't show a lot of bright spots.
But every year from now on, we're going to be comparing it to 2020, and it's going to be improving. So we're going to be able to look back at 2020 and say, you know, we're doing so much better than 2020. So this is our bottom year.
However, Shivens says the region still has a lot going for it. Southeast Alaska is a place tourists will want to visit again someday. She says this report reads as a kind of manual for how to best support businesses at this time. Most businesses name access to grants and utility assistance as the top two things that could help get them through. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.